let them flow in ceaseless prayer. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not of my heart I withhold. Take my every power thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine. I shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be the royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee.
Good morning.
Everybody, how are you doing this morning? Fabulous. Fabulous. That's a good response. I'm so glad that you're here to worship with us in Shine this morning. We're doing something a little bit different today, so I have a few people speaking. Reverend Sarah Alexander, Pastor Zach, and I will be sharing, answering some questions that were written over the last couple weeks. But before we get to that part of our worship, we're going to have some of our business, so Pastor Zach's going to give us our announcements.
Absolutely. It's a joy to be with you this morning. If you are at the center aisle, there is a friendship pad. Go ahead and grab that friendship pad, fill it out. There we go. All right. Awesome. Woo! Go ahead and grab that friendship pad, fill it out. After it's filled out, pass it back down the row. Learn the names of a few people sitting next to you and get to know each other a little bit. Also, we have our Discover First membership experience coming up next Sunday. So if you're interested in joining Birmingham First officially as a member, go ahead and check that Wish to Join box and somebody will be in touch with you. We warmly invite everyone to coffee hour following the service today. Over in Fellowship Hall, this is Hunger Sunday. All loose change in the offering is designated for hunger relief. Over in Fellowship Hall, after service, is our annual missions fair. And you will be floored by the amount of missions work that we are doing around the corner, around the world. There are fantastic opportunities for you not only to get information, but also to consider plugging into one of those fantastic missions. If you're looking for a Christmas gift for someone who has everything, you can also stop in over at the missions fair to the Serve Sale. It's an international program whose mission is to eradicate poverty by supporting artisans worldwide in the sale of their handmade goods. Stewardship. We are in our stewardship campaign right now, and we need every member and friend to support the local church. Please don't think your commitment isn't needed. You make a difference in supporting the phenomenal things that are taking place both at Birmingham and through Birmingham around the world. In our prayer concerns, we ask for your prayers of caring and support for those hospitalized this week: Carol and Drayton McClelland, Phyllis Allshouse, Cornelia Schultz, Charlie Schalberg, and Fred Rohrbach. We congratulate and share the joy of Brad and Christine Fields on the birth of their son, Ethan John Fields, on October 12th. And in our prayers for the world, we pray for healing and unity within our country following a long and contentious election process. Pastor Dan will be speaking to that a little bit later, but Bishop Bard wrote this week, "Elected officials have an important role to play in governing, but this effort belongs to all of us as citizens and as followers of Jesus. We will work with all people concerned for the common good." It's a joy to be with you this morning. Why don't you go ahead and shake a hand and meet someone you don't already know?
Each child from the moment they wake until they fall asleep to see precisely how many questions they ask in a day. Here we go.
Why have I got a camera in front of my face? What shall we do later? Can I have a baby brother? What's your favourite thing? Shall I swing? Can I have a biscuit? Can we start the question?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
Why am I putting ice cream? Then on. Why are they called cupcakes? Can I lick my finger?
No, wait till finished.
Yeah.
At the halfway stage, things are progressing nicely. Zachary has so far asked 122 questions. Bryony has asked 157, and Imani is staggering 177, giving an average of 152, putting them on course to smash the predicted total of 288.
Hello.
Hello.
Will they be able to keep it up?
Am I as fast as Usain Bolt, Mum?
Is the sun hot?
Are there any ducklings?
Can I have a lolly or an ice cream?
What's for dinner tonight?
Oh. I hope it's chicken little thing.
I've got mussels.
Why are mussels that you can eat called mussels?
Well, that was impressive. The question is, did our children really ask as many as 288 questions over the course of the day? Let's find out. Drum roll, please. Thank you. The average number of questions asked by our three children over the course of their waking day was an incredible 312.
Why?
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 'Cause I said so, all right?
Oh, we gotta love kids, right? Please join us for worship and stand if you're able.
Sing with me.
Grace that